Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So, Carrie wrote to us. She said, my husband and I moved into a new house right before the holidays. We love our new neighborhood, but my husband's worried because it's the first time we've lived where there's a homeowners association. I told him, you know what, the rules look pretty basic, but he's worried that we can't do anything with our house or our yard without worrying about the rules. Could you have a little fun with this one?
Yes, that answer is yes.
A job for William Hossenpepper.
William Hossenpepper, head of the Homeowners Association Watch Program.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rob?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rob. William Hossenpepper here. I'm with your new Homeowners Association, and I wanted to call and welcome you to the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi. Thanks. Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. You're settling into the new place, okay?
Yeah, we like it here. You know, lots of nice people.
Ah, wonderful. So, since I have you on the phone, just a reminder here, more of a courtesy, that tomorrow is the last day you can have Christmas lights up on your house and your wreath hanging up there, too.
Really?
Yeah, Rob, I drove by your house and saw you still have that stuff up, and it needs to be down tomorrow.
Okay, fine. You know, we always left our stuff up a little later where we used to live, so.
Yeah, well, we here just like to have some conformity in the neighborhood, so tomorrow's the date to have that stuff down.
Okay, so how do you like, know that I have lights and a wreath?
Well, Rob, I drive around the neighborhood and take notes. You see, I got a big spreadsheet file on everybody.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, I don't know about that. Seems a little unnecessary, but yeah, whatever. I'll take it all down.
Oh, wonderful! Appreciate that, Rob.
Okay, well, I'm stuck at work for the next couple of days, so can I do it like next week? You know, like first thing. I'll get it done next week.
Look, Rob, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot here, and I tell you what, I'll give you that extra week to get up to compliance. How's that?
Okay, yeah, thank you. That sounds perfectly reasonable. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, just a one other thing. I did note that it looks like you still have a Christmas tree in your house, and that will need to be down by the deadline as well.
Wait a second. That's inside my house.
Right. Well, it can be seen from outside, the tree lights and all that.
What are you talking about? Our tree is in the family room, which is in the back of the house. You can't see that from the street. Uh-oh. I promise you, you can't.
Well, Rob, but if I look in your back window, I can still see the tree, so you see it needs to come down.
You were looking in my back window?
Well, I didn't say that exactly. I said if I looked in the back window, you see.
Okay.
I'd see the Christmas tree there next to your bookcase.
So you were looking inside my house.
Well, listen, let's not get bogged down over who was looking inside whose house. I mean, the point is that you have some holiday decorations that need to come down, and the baby Jesus on your front lawn needs to vacate the premises. And listen, these are HOA rules. My job is just here to enforce them.
No, okay, look, wait a minute here. Okay, I have a fence in the back. How did you get even close enough to see inside my house?
Well, I can assure you, Rob, I was not on your property. You see, I have training as a former junior assistant security guard, and I use my binoculars, and I can see just fine from the next street behind you.
You were looking into my house with binoculars?
Look, I don't like looking into people's houses. It's just part of my job, you see. You think I get enjoyment out of sitting in my car, looking into your windows, watching you eat dinner? I mean, what kind of creep would get a thrill out of that?
You're watching me eat dinner?
Again, that's not important. We could just go back and forth all day about who's the creep and who's the good citizen just doing his job.
No, you're the creep. You are. You're the one with binoculars looking into my house.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Rob, you're getting a little heated here. I thought you might feel this way. Well, Carrie told me that you might not have a sense of humor about this.
Carrie, when did you talk to Carrie?
Well, we talked to Carrie when she suggested that we call you on 99.7 EJX with a little phone tap.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, geez. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, that's crazy. That is so... Oh, I was creeping out there. Oh, man, you got me good.
All right. Welcome, Rob, to the neighborhood.
And by the way, those potatoes looked delicious the other day. You can just send some out. That'd
be great.
You mind
setting me a place? I'd like to come in and sit down and...
Listen, the baby Jesus needs to vacate the premises. He stayed too long.
That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.